Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen Podcast, episode 143. It's me, JC Jesse, here coming at ya. on a Wednesday in the future for me. This week, guys and gals out there, I have with me Baroque Reaper.
So I figure I might as well just shave my head at this point due to my family doesn't give a damn.
Okay. Sounds good to me. We also have with us Mr. Stu Gatzo.
How's it going? I already shaved my head.
He does, indeed.
My family, I don't know if they give a damn. It's completely unrelated to my male pattern baldness, but...
we also have with us Buscati V.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's going. And last but not least, joining us tonight, fantastic friend of the show, Depp M. Malone from Barely a Disney Show.
I will never shave my head because my hair is so thick.
Yeah, see, I have so the opposite thick problem.
Do you feel like you need to cover it up when you're on the show with us? That's why you're wearing a hoodie.
Yes, it has nothing to do with the fact that my basement is so cold.
Stu Gatzo left the call. He's so upset.
Yeah, he's wow.
He's
rage quit.
All right, he rage quit because your hair.
Just... Let me look at my phone for the text. Hey, can you add me back into the call? Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's got that weird blurry background.
Oh, yeah.
Yet. It defaulted to the blurry background.
That's so if someone's like jerking off behind you, we can't see it.
No, you can still see it. It's just blurry.
It's just really blurry.
There's no mistaking what that is.
It's like 80s blur in the background.
It's just really upsetting because I can't make out exactly what's going on.
Let's see if this works.
Hold on. Stu's going in the background.
Yep.
Oh, yep. He's wanking it. Oh my God, put your dick away, Stu.
That's too funny.
I don't know if you can tell it was me, but it was me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was a close
one.
I thought somebody broke into your house and started jerking off on your Gettoni table.
That only happened twice before.
Hey, the basement looks nice.
Thanks, man. It does. I think so, too.
It does. It looks pretty sweet. Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say because we really don't have anything to talk about. That's going to be it for us for this week, guys. Hey, right. Ben, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, and later on the Menjays.
Listen, this gentleman, the fellows of the universe, make magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes riding seats of gold.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Gentlemen, they're the freaking best.
I'll stab you in the
I'm just kidding. I feel like we should talk a little bit more. I mean, we've all gathered here so far.
I thought we could go play video games.
No, we should probably...
I thought we were pulling the It's All That playbook.
Oh, hold on. Did you say it's time for It's All That?
I thought It's All That was like a 2.5-hour show.
No,
the last one was.
It's All That could, you know...
The last one made up for all the other ones.
You know what? It could be whatever it wants to be, but... Fuck. It's I can't all find that. The intro music.
And a bag of potato chips.
I don't know where the intro music is.
So, I think it's under like douche or something like that.
No, I would never put It's All That under. Oh no, it's next to douche. Sorry, I forget what douche was. Let's find out together. Oh yeah,
douches. It's All That. You know what?
I like this.
It's like two robots having sex. Yeah.
Oh shit! Oh no!
This is more bumping than the Skype song.
Can I,
The bumps.
I think.
Can I use that for YouTube videos?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Douchebag Podcast. I'm your host, Douche McGee. What's up, bros? Yo.
Sick, bro. Yo, I can't believe it, bro.
That's so sick, bro. Yo, check out my biceps, bro. Look at that. Oh, oh yeah.
Yo, let me see your discs, bro.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the gun show. Welcome to Smith and Wesson.
That's all we have time for on the Douchebag Show. Catch you next time, bros. Yo, who wants to go to the tanning beds? Fuck yeah, bro.
You're telling me you can't see that as like a little streamer like actually trying that out like as his intro music?
Oh, for sure. And it would definitely play that long.
Welcome to the stream, guys! Whoa, it's going to be a great show today!
Got to make the 10-minute video, right?
That's right. Yeah. What's up, guys?
You only played half the clip half as long as you should have if it was a YouTube video. Should have been way longer.
Yeah. I did find It's All That, though. And It's All That is fucking awesome. This is like 1987, like
talk show, late night
like
talk
late
show.
Night talk show where there's like fucking people hailing a cab. They're all in like leather jackets with fucking shoulder pads in
it's
them.
It's that, or it's seriously, it is almost
SNL
Saturday Night Live-ish. Yeah, like
yeah.
And this night, Jimmy Fallon,
Bobby Moynihan.
Musical guest, Smashing Pumpkins,
and Weezer.
I just realized something. If you just keep playing all these different intro music,
yeah,
it's like a clip show sort of.
It is
for us this week. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a clip show.
It's a live clip show.
Live guys, clip show. Let's take a trip down memory lane where Kendo Gibbo shit himself.
To shit myself.
Oh, see? There nice. You go. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah. Remember when he put Dad Tales Podcast on his asshole?
Jesse, if you would like to sponsor my asshole, I'll do a deal.
Okay. We just sponsored his asshole.
I like that.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. How's your week, guys?
Good. I went to Columbus.
Yeah, not bad.
Oh, Columbus. Christopher Columbus?
Yep, I went to see Christopher Columbus and walked around in his mall and then saw my best friend and went to a park. And my kids ruined it. Not really, but
no.
It would have been more fun if I could get drunk and go eat.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
You can go eat at least.
Yeah, my kids, they don't go to restaurants.
No, I didn't take my kids. I still don't take them to restaurants. I bring the restaurant to them. I bring the food home. They don't go out anywhere. It's funny, when I was working in, when my wife and I met, we both worked at Ruby Tuesdays in a mall. And I remember they used to, like, there were certain sections that they would put the people with kids in. I think it was G and H were the ones, like, in the greenhouse kind of area, you know, because it was, like, attached to a mall, but then there would be, like, these huge, like, greenhouse windows, like, seating area. That's where they would put everybody with the kids. And you'd go back there and it'd be fucking chicken tenders on the floor, fucking broke crayons. Like at the end of the night, you're like, you could barely walk because there's so much food and shit all over the place. And I just think like, how do people like let their kids do this stuff? Like if my kids threw food around like that, oh God, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm not having any of that shit.
I think that all the time with people, like, you know, you go into a store and they're letting their kids run up and down the aisles, play with them, like playing in the middle of the aisle. And it's like, oh, hell no, this is not a daycare.
Well,
I'm trying to walk.
I'm glad you think that because I sometimes feel like I'm a little too rigid in that respect. Like, should I be more lenient with my kids? But then like.
No, I
really shouldn't let them be assholes, right?
No.
Well, we were out to eat tonight with the kids. We went out with my in-laws. And this lady, as she's leaving, her daughter is like throwing a shit fit. And she's like, fine, you can say hi to the baby before we go. And I'm like, do not fucking interrupt my meal right now. So that way your shit little kid can come like look at my daughter and be like, hi. I'm like, get just leave. Go. I don't. I hate the like, hey, I was in the middle of a conversation. Please leave me alone.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah, I don't like it. At the same time, if I'm ever in her shoes, I'm going to do the same exact thing.
Oh my God, that baby's adorable. We got to go say goodbye to it. We don't even know that baby. We should go say goodbye to it before we leave.
No, see, I hate that, but like, and it's a mentality because when my nephew lived with me, we went out to eat once and he's like, can I get dessert? And I'm like, no, we're not getting dessert. You haven't done this. And he started to cry at the table. And so the waitress comes over like, oh, can he have this? And like has the little like, don't worry, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, they've like, already got what? It in their hand. Like, can he have this lollipop? It's like they put you in a situation where you're like, no, take the fucking lollipop away. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It wasn't even like a little Sunday thing. And I'm like, really, lady, you just made me look like the biggest dick on the earth. And if I say no, it's getting even worse. So it's like, fine, just give him the damn, you know, it's like, why would you do that?
For those of you that can't see Baroque or don't know what he looks like, he does not look like a dick. So for the lady to try and make him look like a dick is really uncalled for. Because I don't think you look like a penis at all. I'm going on record. Okay?
Well, I mean, listen, if he goes to what he said earlier and starts shaving his head on a regular basis... You
know, get a tattoo, like, maybe... I have a line right here, just...
That just made me think of Cool Runnings.
You just get, like, get dick lips tattooed on the top of your head.
Not actual like dick lips, just the word dick lips. right across the forehead.
You know what's funny?
It's a very confusing place to get it.
That's my chiropractor's name, Dick Lips. Yeah. God, that guy, he really tunes me up too. He like, oh, ooh, it's like dick.
He's like, Dick Lips is a good Blink-182 song.
Mr. Jesse, please lay on your tummy.
Doctor,
you're going to feel a little bit of pressure, Lips. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Richard Lips
is just coming in.
Injured lips. Stu, how's the baby?
She still can't walk or talk or anything of that nature.
Humans, boring.
Get back to us when she does something.
Like, think about it, though, man. You gross. Watch one of those nature shows, and, like, a giraffe, the fucking giraffe falls 6 feet, like, boom, right onto the ground. And
it starts walking and stands immediately.
Up, gets up and like... starts walking away, you know? Like, a human, it took me... less than a month to train my 2-month-old dog not to shit in the house. It's going to take me years to get a kid to figure that out. So,
did you drop your kid from 6 feet? I mean, you didn't try, so maybe they would have gotten up and walked.
Wouldn't that be crazy if that was the thing? It was like, holy shit, we've been doing it wrong all this time. Like, here we've been catching like these babies. Just let them fall, and it awakens some kind of like, you know, inner fight or flight thing.
It's crazy, though, because...
They just fly away?
Like a bird? Holy shit, did you see that baby? Just flew away. This is amazing.
She's been awesome, though. Like, everything has been really, really nice. Really, just really good this last week. I don't know how else to describe it. There's been no real hiccups. It's, you know, we're getting our sleep as much as we can, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's been... Better than expected, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. You kind of build it up in your head like, oh, it's going to be this hellish nightmare. And maybe, you know, there's going to be nights to come when she gets sick and shit. But she was a healthy, happy baby. And it's been a great week.
How's your wife doing? Is she doing all right?
Yeah, she's getting better. It hasn't even been a week, so... And she did everything all natural and all natural. No,
well, I don't mean like nothing. Like her situation. I mean, like it is.
No, well, in general, it's all part of it, man. It's all part of it. Like everything arranges back inside, and like
that was the craziest thing. Is my wife saying like everybody took the baby away and they're out doing stuff, and here I am just laying there, and I could feel like my organs all moving back into place. Like, I could imagine that. That's so gross.
I do not.
It's little things that, like, guys, we are never even going to think about. Like, she said something today. She's like, I was so happy to wear jeans today. I'm like, the hell are you talking about? She's like, I haven't worn a pair of jeans in almost a year because she's just in leggings.
Yeah.
The whole time you're pregnant and everything else. So, you know, she's getting back to full speed as well. Everything's getting back to sort of normal.
You selfish son of a bitch. She didn't have any worn jeans in a year. It's all your
fault. I know the feeling, man. I didn't eat Mexican food for an entire year because my wife is pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I feel it. I feel it for her.
I've only worn stretch pants.
Stretch pants.
That's as a man, sometimes you wear stretch pants.
It's just the perfect comeback. I haven't even worn jeans in a year. Yeah, well, I haven't had Mexican food in a year, so we all have to make sacrifices here.
Well, I'm glad she's doing well. I'm glad the baby's doing well and everybody's all right. You're doing well.
Thanks,
and you seem well rested and not.
Man, don't even finish that sentence. I don't do anything. I change diapers. Like, that's my thing. It's like, just let me know whenever you need a diaper changed, I'll be there to do it. And that's literally the least I could do.
I'm pretty excited. I feel like I'm at like the tail end of, no pun intended, the tail end of wiping my son's ass. He's starting to do it for himself, although he likes when I get the paper together. So I kind of get the role because I don't think he's got the feeling. You know what I mean? Because I think everybody has that feeling. I don't even know what you would call that, but it's just like, you know when it's enough. You know, it's like you roll, you know, you kind of pat it together and like, here you go, buddy. And he goes in and he gets the wipe done. He's doing great doing the wiping. But it's just the actual grabbing the paper part that he's having an issue with. But other than that, I think, you know, a week or two and we are smooth sailing. I don't have to wipe anybody's ass anymore. Because now if he has to go, that's a trip I have to make up.
Hang on. You gotta wipe.
I just
your
put
own,
together
though.
That I'm gonna have to do that.
No,
eventually.
I stopped wiping my ass years ago.
Got one of those fancy toilets.
Man. Oh my gosh. No, well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I do have to wipe my own ass. No, but I did go on Amazon and they sell bidets that you hook up to your toilet. You can get one for like $30. It hooks up to the water line of your toilet. It goes in, you fix it to like the seat and the underside of the rim of the bowl. And on the side, there's like a little dial. So when you get done doing whatever you have to do, you just twist the dial.
Crank it up to 11.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. I'm seriously considering it.
We had one of those when I was in high school. And I will just tell you that one night we woke up.
Like in your high school or at home?
Like no, at home.
Okay.
My there's
like
medical
really weird.
That we
like
had
boys,
to end up getting one.
You're in high school now. It's time we all
use a bidet.
Use a bidet.
I'm the man up in
the weird high school. But no, we woke up in the middle of the night to water just fountaining into our bathroom. So fair warning, do it right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, it's all fun and games. Getting your asshole sprayed with water, and then one night you just wake up to a flooded bathroom.
Well, the good thing is that my sink is directly in front of the toilet, so maybe I could have the pressure turned up so it just arcs right into the sink.
There you go.
I'm one step ahead of you, Ben. Okay.
I would love to have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night at your house and just see that.
Oh, wait, I can't go to the bathroom. Why? Well, the toilet's not done, you know, taking its ways.
Mom, yeah, exactly. Dad turned the fountain on again.
It's just like a perfect arc. No, that's too funny. Yeah. Where were we? Talking about our weeks. Oh, Kev, how's your week?
It's been all right.
Yeah?
Kind of slow. Didn't really do much. It was a weird week. It was for work anyway. It was like super slow Monday through Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday were busy as hell. So didn't really get to do much outside of work.
No.
No, I had to work on Saturday too, so that sucked.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's the weather?
Storming right now.
Oh, really? Any more of those Nader warnings?
No tornado warnings yet. No, just one.
When you were talking about the hail before, Paolo, I think, sent a picture of his front yard with that hail. Holy shit.
Yeah, that missed us. That was in the same town, too.
Dude, that was the biggest fucking hail I've ever seen in my life. That shit was crazy.
There was a car parked here that looked like it had been through a Texas hail, like the top just was like dimpled all over it. And it's like,
oh yeah,
oh, that sucks.
Can I supposedly
do you have a two car garage?
I think to my car.
Oh yeah. Oh good.
Supposedly, though, it was, I think it was 2016. It was in April. The locals down here call it a Hailmageddon.
Oh, my God.
It was like, that was like the worst year. Like, there was one storm that just ripped through. All the cars from like 2016 and older are just hail destroyed. Hoods, roofs. It's pretty bad.
I mean, do you have to get like hail insurance? Like special kind of insurance?
They do have hail insurance down here, yeah. It's like, you know, it's included in your
auto.
Okay, car insurance. That's good. Because, man, that would be really fucked up.
See, for me right now, if that happened, like, I swear I'd go take, make sure my car was parked out where it's definitely getting hit because I hate that little thing.
So when you get a hailstorm, do you sit there and go, oh, hail no?
Oh, hail no.
Oh, boy. Because if not, you should start doing that. I'm sure everyone
Justin,
would love
can
it.
You boot people from the call? I'm, or
this, this isn't that kind works? Of show. No, I'm just kidding. It totally is.
Oh, boy. I'm sure that's an Office classic.
Yeah. how's your week, Ben? Sorry, Malone.
I do go by Ben. It's crazy. Well, I am 1 month into a new job, and it is drastically different than my old job.
Yeah, how's it going?
Is it better?
Oh, much, like miles better.
Yeah,
all right. Miles and nice. Miles. Congratulations, Ben.
Yeah. I went from working in a dental lab, and it was really boring, awful work, and I didn't get paid anything. And now I get paid slightly more than nothing. But it's I work at a software company now, and it's a crazy place with vibrant colored walls and a cafeteria inside and, you know, arcade machines and crap like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to ask, doing what at the software company?
Sorry.
Client support.
You know. Okay.
Yeah, but doing well, apparently, so happy about that.
That's awesome.
And Steve just started this month, the beginning of the month. He's 1 week in.
Oh, so he's at the same, he's at your place too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because, I mean, I think if anybody listens to your show, they all know that he rage quit his job.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you work for Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I asked him to be on. I was going to have you guys on together. I asked him, and he's like, no, sorry, I can't do it tonight. I was like, oh, well, I asked your brother, too. Hopefully he's not going to blow us off. But he said
he's not handling
training and stuff.
No, he's not handling the 9-to-5 well.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, dude. That and having children, no problem waking up early in the morning anymore.
Yeah, it's a tough adjustment to go from like a restaurant type job to having a job with a set schedule. I mean, even like my schedule now, it isn't set, but I still have to, like, the kids keep my schedule set. So
yeah, pretty much. I can imagine, especially when they get older.
Oh boy.
All the activities and sports and
yeah, it's been quite the week, sports wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Josh learn to skate, and nice. He loved it. He did so good. It's once a week, and they basically do they it's an hour. They have him go out there and. You know, they were just kind of teaching him how to, like, shuffle skate and how to fall on his butt and how to stop and stuff like that. And then the second half hour is just kind of, like, open skate for him to go out there and kind of practice what he learned. And Dylan was really excited because he brought his skates and helmet so he could kind of go out there on the ice with Josh and help him out. Oh, my God. He loved that his big brother was out there. Like, it was crazy. But he loved it. He did so well. He asked me, like, all week long, like, when are we going back? I was like, well, you got baseball tonight, buddy. He's like, well, can we not do that and go do hockey instead? He calls it hockey. But the fact that he likes it is really good because we're going to do this, I forget what it's called. It's like some kind of rookie program. But basically, it's like $150 for, I don't know, maybe like 8 weeks. And they give you all brand new equipment from skates to helmet, everything. I think it's subsidized through some place, but yeah. Sweet. So that's pretty cool. So after he's done this, I think this is like a 6-week course for him to just kind of get out there and learn it, and he really likes it. We had his first baseball game today, and that was adorable. Like, just could not be the cutest. And like, all the kids on the team are like 4 to 6, right? And they're all adorable too. So we get there, and the kids are all, they're like doing fielding practice, and then this little boy runs up, and he just goes, "Hi, team." And I was just like, "Oh my god." And the kid like could not be cuter at all. But it's good. Like, he got a couple hits, and they don't do T-ball anymore. They do this thing called quick ball, where they're constantly keeping the kids kind of like doing stuff. So the two teams that are playing split in half. And so one half of the team fields, and, you know, then the other team is hitting. And then the other halves of those teams are just out practicing fielding and doing stuff. So the kids are always doing something, and they're not just standing around waiting for their turn to get up there at bat and like being like super fucking bored. So that was exciting. And then Dylan had his first lacrosse game. I did not know much about lacrosse. I still do not know much about lacrosse, but I know that I like it, and it is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
These kids gets crazy, crazy. Dude,
these kids are beating the hell out of each other with these sticks.
Well, in high school, they smack each other, like, effed up stuff.
Oh, yeah. High school, I can imagine. It's like, it's next level.
I had a friend whose dad played all through college, was a college coach, still plays today, and he played as well. And there were kids would take lighters and melt their sticks and slide razor blades in there.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm like, it gets like way ridiculous.
Wowzers.
Dude, that shit ain't gonna fly here.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. Like, if somebody ever did that to my kid, you're like, well, your kid's gonna die now.
Oh, my God. No, but I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch. We were at this park, and he's on a travel team, but it's only like travel within our area. Not like, I mean, I'm not going to like Jersey or traveling hours away. It's only like just around, you know, local school districts and stuff like that. And we went to this park, and it was just fucking beautiful. Like, it's like 20 minutes away. There's like place to like ride your bike and walk, and there's all these different sporting fields. There's awesome playground. There's like a pond. It was amazing, and it could not have been more gorgeous out. And then also this week we had hockey tryouts, and that was like 3 nights out of the week. Dude, it's fucking intense. But he did really good. He really stepped up his game. So it's anybody's guess. I mean, hopefully we'll find out within the next couple weeks what team he made, if any. I don't know, but he did his best. That's all you can ask for. But it's been, you know, a very sports heavy week, to say the least, along with my daughter's dance and stuff like that. So it's just fucking busy all week long.
Speaking of sports, you've been doing some disc golf. I've been seeing, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, who's playing disc golf?
I am, bro.
This shit is so much fun,
dude. So I found my old disc bag, and just all of a sudden just got like really heavy back into it again. I went out Friday. I took off and went out and played around. It was fun. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I'm going away tomorrow night to Annapolis, and hopefully I get done with the lab early. And there's a course like, I don't know, 5 miles away from where I'll be staying. So maybe I'll go, play a little.
So we would always bring some beers and just kind of like walk around, drink. And this one time we're practicing driving, and then this guy comes up to us, this old guy, leather jacket, and on the back it's got a disc golf cup and just his chain bangers. Like, he's in some like motorcycle club kind of thing.
Yeah, dude. That dude taught
me how to drive, though.
Oh, that's funny.
That was awesome. He's like, oh yeah, this is how you do it, man. It's just like this crusty old, I don't know, crusty old man teaching me how to play disc golf is great.
So I had to actually confirm with my buddy Angry Hobo. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to get it wrong. But at one of the courses that we played at, the guy that ran the place, he had 3 fingers on one hand, and he could chuck that frisbee like nobody's business.
Dude.
I had to ask him because I couldn't remember. Am I imagining 3 fingers? Like, was it 4 or 3? And he's like, no, dude, it was 3. And it was incredible. You could just...
So here's something funny. I'm looking through my discs, and like I was saying last week, right, all my old phone numbers and stuff were on there. Well, I had this one disc, and it was my buddy Joe's. And Lisa was like, oh, my God. She was like, this is Joe's. And I said, yeah. And so my buddy Joe, I used to, him and I worked together. And like back when I was bartending, you know, I'd wake up at like the crack of noon. And then my buddy Joe and I, we would just travel to like different disc golf courses. And then, you know, we wouldn't have to be at work till like 6 o'clock, you know. He had four fingers on each hand. Here's the deal. He was born without thumbs. So what they did was, is they transplanted his pinkies to where his thumbs were.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And it was like, it freaked me out the first time I met him. But dude, that guy could fucking bowl his ass off and wing a disc like it was nobody's business. But it's like, the way his hands were kind of set, it kind of looked like Penguin a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't know. But yeah, man, he could fucking wing a disc. It was crazy. And, yeah, that's so funny that you mentioned that, but I had fun. I need to get myself like, just like back into it. My arm was a little sore the other day just from playing so much, but I ordered on Amazon a portable basket and put it in the backyard. So the guy had the putters out and the kids were like doing it. My neighbor's like, what is that thing? I'm like, oh, here it is. I'm like, here's what it's you do, bro.
It's froth, bro.
Yeah. It's froth, oh boy.
But yeah, it was fun. We have a course here that has a hole called Top of the World, and you're seriously about level with some power lines.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's really fun.
But yeah, like it's the kind of the disc bug has caught on. I'm trying to like fill my bag up, and I'm like, oh my God, there's all these like cool discs. And yeah, exactly. And I found like a bunch of these Facebook groups where people like locally like buy and trade different discs and stuff like that. So I found this guy and found a couple like super, super cheap. And I don't know. It's fun.
It's because he dredged the lake for those.
Actually, no. He's like, he has like a business out of his house. It's like a side hustle with like a disc company. But yeah, it's fun. You know, it's get me outside. You know, like I told these guys the other day, it's like any other time I'd take the day off and just sit and play video games all day. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to get outside. It was like, it was reasonably nice out and just kind of like hung out in the woods by myself. It was cool.
Yeah, there's a course over by me where there's a water hazard, and there's a guy who just goes into the lake, dredges all the discs up, and then has a table that he sets up right on the other side of the lake and just sells them back to people.
That's awesome. But yeah, it's nice to see, like, you know, after we talked about it last week, you know, like people were talking about it in the Discord and, you know, they hadn't really heard of it. And like, oh, we'll have to look into this. And hey, anything that's getting people outside and getting more active, and because we got this Feel Fee competition. That's right, folks. If you go to tattalespodcast.com, you can find the link to our Discord. Get in our Discord because we are doing a competition with bats with Potato Thumbs, with Adventure Gaming Club podcasts, for weight loss competition. May the best podcast win.
It will not be us.
I don't know if it'll be us this time. No, well, I don't know. Racer puts on 50 pounds and then loses it again because he was our hero last competition. But it goes till I believe June 21st. You could join at any time. Just get in there, join us.
I did not know we were in this.
Lose some pounds. You guys are in it.
I didn't know. I think I remember Steve asking me.
I think there's like two people.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to do anything.
I think it's like Steve and Nar. I don't know. Anyway.
Our Discord's full of the laziest people. We're like, nah, dude, I'm not going to lose any weight.
We'll see. Well, we know there's one podcast we're going to crush. I don't know. Fluffy, he's lost all his weight, so I don't know how much more he's going to lose.
So yeah, Fluffy, you got to stop doing these eventually.
That's where we have the... Yeah, I know. There's not going to be anything left of Fluffy.
Well, I dropped down from 100 pounds to 70.
Oh, my God. I'm so skinny. What am I going to do?
Kind of fit in that Miata, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting skinnier and sexy. I don't know. Canuck, what do you think? What do you think about Fluffy looking all sexy?
I could hit that if I wanted to.
Yeah, damn straight, so. You could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got very loose morals.
Yeah. Yeah. Baroque, how about you, buddy? How was your week?
the slow,
uneventful.
I don't even remember half of it. I mean,
now that the family's gone, did they make it back to Buffalo?
As far as I know, I don't keep tabs on them.
All right, good. Maybe they stopped by at the gathering of the Juggalos on the way home.
I doubt it. Okay, but it's one of those like they
only had $90 to get home with. So
yeah, my focus has been on other stuff. It's been one of those weeks of work where it's just like it's been slow, but not mm-hmm. like. Hey, it should be no one doing any work. And then everybody decides that's the day they're going to like email me questions and call me. And it's like, why are you doing this? Just let me not work in peace. But other than that, I think I'm like looking forward to vacation, which is I leave a week from Friday.
Oh, where are you going?
California.
Oh, nice. California.
So, oh, that family can see the baby.
Nice. Are you driving there or flying there?
Flying.
Okay.
Boy, are his arms tired.
Where are you going to put the baby? On your back?
Yep. No, this is going to be interesting. I've never flown with a infant before.
No? I've flown with lots of infants. It sucks.
Yeah, this was mine, though. So, boy. I can't be that like, oh, headphones on, bye.
Oh, boy.
So, you could. I'm sure everyone on that flight will be like,
and then I'm going to repeat how life has been for the last 9 months. And,
yeah, you should,
I'm going to just be lonely.
You should be like, I don't know who this baby is, but man, it's really fucking this flight up.
Then at the end, you pick it up and leave and people are like, hey, don't take that baby.
Ooh, this baby, right? Sucks. Jeez.
I don't know. My daughter was really good. Anytime we've taken her on a plane, but I think the secret is just give him an iPad.
Liquor?
Here you go. Oh. No, don't lick them. That's disgusting. Don't lick your children.
9.5 weeks old. I really don't think an iPad's going to do anything.
Hey, you don't know until
that's
you try.
True. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, have you ever watched...
Let me think about that.
Have you ever watched YouTube Kids? It's amazing how it calms everybody down.
Oh, yeah. Momo's going to come up, and I'm going to be like, no, oh,
dude, why the fuck did you have to say that? I've completely forgotten about Momo up until now.
You know what? That actually.
I don't know why you said YouTube. That. Like she gives you like the constant eye contact you want.
You said YouTube Kids, and it reminded me we watched Ralph Breaks the Internet today.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
which
that is a really fun movie. It's just a fun, silly movie. Yep. You know, my daughter really liked it, and I thought some of the humor there, like when he had to make money. And he was doing the unboxing videos. They had him doing unboxing videos.
Let's see what this is.
It's just damn. So stupid.
It was pretty funny. He went through like every YouTube trope there was.
Makeup tutorials and stuff. And he's trying to make a buck. You know, he's on that hustle.
All you do is you take any pie. It can be really any pie. And you just put it in the oven. And then an hour and a half later, burnt pie.
That's funny. We watched Into the Spider-Verse last night. That was, dude.
It's a good movie, isn't it?
That was an excellent movie. Excellent movie. Okay, I love the animation style. Here's the thing that was kind of weird.
Trying to trademark that actual animation style with the dots. Like, they're trying to trademark that particular style because they basically came up with it for this movie.
I thought it was awesome. The thing I thought was kind of weird about the Blu-ray is that they didn't fix anything that was 3D. So, you know how if you take your glasses off, you like the idea of 3D is that some things are static and the other things are two images that are kind of like layered on top of each other, right? They didn't fix any of that. So at times you could be like, okay, well, this should have been a 3D scene because
yeah, you can tell. Usually with a lot of 3D stuff you can tell, but now that you've seen it, go look up John Mulaney's outtakes as Peter Porker.
I love John Mulaney. He was really good.
Oh. He goes on some tirades, that's him.
It's
great.
Yeah, I mean, it was an excellent movie. I really, really enjoyed it. But it's funny, I brought it home. I was like, oh, we're going to watch the Spider-Man movie. And my wife thought it was like another Tom Holland movie. I'm like, we like just watched the trailer for the new movie the other day. Like, you think it's out on DVD already? I was like, no, this is like an animated movie. And she watched a little bit of it, and then she left, and the kids and I finished it.
You know what else, actually, I watched, well, not all of them, but I've watched quite a few.
Beyond the Curb?
No.
Okay.
No, Love, Death, and Robots. I know you had brought that up before.
Dude. It is a lot of fun, right?
It really is. Well, some are better than others. I haven't seen all the episodes, but the way that you described it as a cross between like Liquid Television meets heavy metal is exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when I was a kid, those cartoons, they were like, you know, they're adult cartoons, you know, like you had to be lucky to kind of watch them. And
there was like Fritz the Cat and stuff like that.
You know, and it just, they have these, every episode has this, its own unique vibe. And some of them are just really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, watch it. It's on Netflix.
How far did you get into it? How many episodes did you watch?
I'm all over the place because I download. I watched.
Are you just picking and choosing? That's what I did.
Well, I watched the first two, and then I set like the next four or five to download because my plan was to watch them on the train. Okay. But then I stopped going to work because we had a baby, so I haven't been on the train. And I'm like, oh, I won't watch the downloaded ones until I'm off Wi-Fi, but. It's been weird. I'm all over the map.
I really like the first one. First one was
that was
cool.
The one with
the fighting
beasts. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's, and each one of them has like a really good twist at the end. But yeah, there's a few that I like.
The one with the robots I really liked as well, with the three robots.
Yeah, that one was okay for me. There was others that I liked better. The one with like the cats and Dracula. That one I wasn't really fond of.
Dracula one was eh.
But there's one about these people that are in like deep, deep space. That's really good. I forget what that one was called. That and Shapeshifters. But I don't
know. People in deep space or just one person? Because I saw like one with just... Okay, no. This was the one that I just saw tonight was one person.
Oh, was it the girl? Who was,
Helping Hand.
Yeah. Help. Yeah, it's not Helping Hand.
Eh, that one was eh.
Yeah, I agree. Let me see. I will tell you the name of it as soon as it comes up. Hold on, let me see here.
Anyways, it's on Netflix. It's pretty cool. Every episode is like 10 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you can watch, you know, one or two just here and there.
Lucky 13 is really good. Beyond the Aquila Rift, that's the one I really, really liked. And then Secret War, the last one. I don't know, they're all fucking good. Ice Age is kind of crazy too, but definitely check them out if you haven't seen them. Like, they're bite-sized little awesomeness things that you can watch.
I did do another thing this week.
What'd you do?
My band played our first show since summer.
I saw that. That's cool. How'd that go?
Nice. It went well. We played a bunch of the new stuff that we're like almost done recording.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of people come up to us after we played and be like, oh, that was awesome. And that always feels really good. And then the headlining band is one of my favorite bands of all time. So getting to hang out with them and then watch their set. And it was just nice because normally like somebody in the band goes home early, but we actually like finished that entire show together. And I was like, just a great night hanging out, and they finally the people that put on the show started giving the bands free beer. I was like, thank you.
Oh, that's nice. That's always
it known. Always sucked to get like paid at the end of the night, and you're like, that covers how much I drank tonight.
Hey kid, my name is Mr. Big. I was watching your show in my limousine.
I got an email from somebody because of that show. And this was great. Let me read you what they said to me.
My penis has never been harder than watching.
They're basically like, hey, I'm a talent scout for this guy who worked with Incubus, Jax Mannequin, and something corporate. I was like, oh, cool. Like I said, we've listened to one of your song, Bag of Cats, and it reminded me a bit of Hoobastank's Out of Control. I was like, have you listened to my band?
Hoobastank? Hoobastank? Sorry, that was a joke.
Like, what the fuck? It's like, you know, if you really were involved in my type of music at all, you would know don't compare us to Hoobus Hank.
Hi, yeah, I work with this really record same. We heard this song of yours. It sounds just like Celine Dion. Ooh,
I'm getting a real Creed vibe here, if you know what I'm saying.
Sounds just like some shitty band from 15 years ago.
Oh, boy. Well,
this sounds just like Nickelback. I think you'll be large like Nickelback. We got you.
Like pants, what? feet, pants.
I mean, the email is totally them.
Pants around your pants.
They're just trying to get us to go to the studio and record, which is always fun because I met everyone in my band through going to school for music production and audio recording. So I'm always like, yeah, whole band full of audio engineers. We're not going to go to your studio.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a very fun time.
Excellent. Guys, how about we talk about some video games that we have played this week?
Donut County.
What do you
not
think?
Not much.
I started playing a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah? Like what?
Yeah, I downloaded Donut County. It's a mobile game. It's also on Switch.
If you saw that guy's post on Twitter, you'll know that mobile games don't make you a real gamer. Did you see that bullshit that was going around? Oh my god! Yeah,
that's so funny.
It somebody sounds stupid.
I don't even know where it came from. It's probably some asshole on Reddit. It was just like, if you say that you've played a game for 300 hours, that doesn't make you a gamer. If you play mobile games, that does not make you a gamer. Like all this shit. I don't know.
Oh, is that kind of like the person who like went off on a guy? He's like, hey, I beat this game. I used some cheats, yeah, but you know, I don't feel any less for beating the damn game. And like guy was like, oh, you didn't gain any. Like people were like making it some kind of existential thing. Like if you don't beat the game, you're not growing as a person and you're going to die slowly. Your soul's melting. It's like it's a damn video game. Play it how you want.
I'm trying to have fun.
Don't apologize.
Have you guys ever played Katamari, the game where you roll stuff up with a ball?
No.
Okay. I know the game.
It's a really fun game, but this is like the inverse. You're a raccoon and people order donuts from an app from you, and then you send a hole to where they live and you suck up everything into the hole, and as you suck stuff up it gets bigger and eventually you're just like sucking their entire house up.
You had me.
The writing is really
funny. Suck up everything into a hole.
So how does that relate to the donuts they ordered?
It's the donut hole. It's the raccoon doesn't understand what donuts are. So, it's
okay.
It's just a goofy game. Like, the writing is fun, and the gameplay is like, yeah, this is satisfying to me. I've just been playing that a lot at work. And then I started playing the Metro series this week.
Have you ever played Robo Ball?
No. Hmm. What is that?
Kev, what? Fuck, I was trying to think of. Kev, what was the
Robo
name of
your Pup.
Robopuff. Ah, Robopuff.
Robopuff. You almost got it.
I was like,
how's it going? Roboball, new game?
I'm sitting here trying to think of Robo. I was like, it was Robo what? Roboball?
It was a platformer, an action-adventure platformer with RPG elements.
Yeah. It was really good.
There was some pay to win.
It's definitely pay to win.
But it was okay otherwise.
Boost, what was that other one where you're like the thing and you're trying and it... You're like the ship in the middle trying to shoot stuff. Fuck, what was that one?
Kind of like
fucking Asteroids?
Yeah, it was kind of like Asteroids, that game you had.
I forgot the name of it was, actually.
It was fucking hard.
I should look at it. Yeah, it did.
It was fucking hard. Boost was like, here, test this. I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking hard, Boost. Robopup.
Yeah,
that was the precursor to Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Like, needed an easy mode, and the purist in Boost wouldn't allow it. He's like, no.
Robopup is meant to be played on insane, and that's it. And then honestly, I played The Division 2.
That is such a stupid thing to say, like, the whole I don't even know how I feel about it, man. The whole thing is stupid. To say you need to put an easy mode in is ridiculous, because if the developer decides they don't want to and they want to sell less copies, that's their fucking problem.
Right.
But if they do put in an easy mode, who the fuck gives a shit if you're not going to play the easy mode?
Hit the nail on the head.
Basically, what I'm saying is everybody shut the fuck up.
Well, it's like there's a whole thing with it's why Super Mario Maker exists, is people started hacking Mario and making like these insane, impossible levels. Yeah, that's not for me. Guess what? I'm not going to go out and play a level where like you have to time everything just right in order to beat the level. Because screw that, I'm gonna be like stuck with the first jump and be like, nope, didn't get it, dunk it. After 5 minutes, I'm gonna be like, all right, cool game, bro, I'm out. But if other people like that, good on them. I don't give a damn. It doesn't affect my gameplay enjoyance. You know, like I've started games and I pick higher settings on difficulty usually, but not always. But like my daughter, I got her Disney's Brave and she's played through that game. She played through it on a semi-easy level. And I'm like, well, do you want to play back on a harder level? She's like, no, I beat the game. I'm good. So, you know, it's, what does it matter? It's your
play. I'll be honest, like single player games, I play them on easy just because I want to enjoy the story. I mean, occasionally I may crank it up a little bit, but like, you know, if I'm doing like a playthrough of Last of Us, like I'll just put it on easy just because I want to like enjoy the story and play through it and get through it. I mean, I've played it on normal settings, but
yeah, it doesn't like bother me. Like Call of Duty, I know for a long time, like I started off Call of Duty and at the end, I would always start at the hardest level, beat the game because if it wasn't, I didn't find it challenging enough and it was just like, there's no fun to it because I was just kind of flying through it. That's me. I'm not saying, oh, they need to make, that needs to be the baby mode to make it hard. Like, screw that. Just play it how you want to play it. Mm-hmm. I don't see why this is a thing.
Justin, if you're putting Last of Us on easy, you're not actually playing that game. Just letting you know.
You're not a real gamer.
Not a real gamer. You might as well be playing a mobile version.
I don't know.
Which isn't make you gamer.
Yeah. I'm not a gamer then. Yeah. I'm an enjoyer of things.
People were replying to that post with all kinds of things. Like the first one I read was, you're not a real gamer unless you can shove an entire GameCube up your ass. And I just...
that is true.
You're not a real gamer unless you've had Mountain Dew Code Red.
Also true.
Yeah.
Game fuel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could remember that bit, the Mountain Dew bit that you...
Oh, the amp thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the different flavors of amp. Mountain Dew's funny. Great drink. Also, I've been playing The Division. That game is okay.
Yeah,
just okay.
I haven't played any since last week. I'm still trying. I played a little, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get 700, and then I'll stop, and then I'll take over in The Division.
Yeah,
I'm almost there.
It's pretty difficult by yourself, So I'm like not really into playing it when no one else is on. And then when people are on, I'm not paying attention to the story at all. So it's a great chat room.
What's your gear score?
Level 19. Like, I don't play it very, very much because I only get maybe like 2 hours a night to play video games half the week.
Yeah.
Well, see, like, I just bought Kingdom Hearts, the story so far. So basically, it's all of the games right before 3.
Okay.
But it's all of them remastered on PlayStation 4. So it's all, so even like the Game Boy Advance, like, it has all of them so you can play through basically all of the story until 3. I haven't started yet because I'm like, well, I'll start that after I finish Spider-Man.
And then you'll be able to play it on the you know, after you finish that, you'll buy a PS6.
Someone asked me, it's like, how many hours do you think that is? I'm like, I think if I play through it all, it's like 300 hours of game time. And he's like, holy hell. I'm like, yeah. And that's if I'm not a completionist.
Yeah. My wife is playing through that game, and she has been since it came out. That's mostly just because children and video game time.
Mm-hmm. I used to be real big into edging, but now I'm a completionist.
Mm.
I haven't touched Division since that one night we played for an hour.
So. You know what, Kev? We could do it together when you get time. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're probably at the same place in the game, so we should.
Yeah, I think I'm like level 4 or something. I don't know.
And you guys are on Xbox.
I am. Yeah, yeah. I'm level 11, but the only reason I'm there is because Racer and I did like one side mission together, and I came out and I went up like 5 fucking levels. So, but we're probably the same place in the game. I haven't done many of the. I've hardly done any of the story missions actually. So
yeah, I just did the one.
Yeah,
there's the Air and Space Museum, I think, is so, so fun.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, all the museum ones are really, really cool levels.
All right, okay, that's cool. Awesome. I haven't done much this way. I mean, like I said, just play Destiny. Just trying to get powerful engrams. It's nice. All my primes are dropping at 700 now, so...
What's going on with Destiny? I've not played it since this last season started. I played one match of Gambit Prime and then was like, all right, I want to try something else.
It's Gambit. I'm still trying to... I have to get what... I think I need one more win in Reckoning to fulfill this fucking bounty thing. But I did like four... No, I did three. I've won three tier three Reckonings. I need one more to complete this bounty. But I now that I'm getting all the gear, it's kind of nice because now I kind of want to do it so I can get the gear and then I'll infuse that. So it'll go back into Gambit Prime so I'll have better stats. And I've decided I'm going to go full sentry for Gambit Prime.
Good. It's a useful role.
Mm-hmm. Even though I like invading...
I love invading. I'm going for that set.
Yeah.
But I just don't play enough.
We have to trade off when we play together. I have heavy. I'm going.
Mm-hmm. That's not... I mean, communication, right?
Communication is key. But yeah, it's just Gambit stuff. I mean, really not much going on.
Not much.
I'm 697 now. I think next week I'll probably hit 700, hopefully.
I still have like a bunch of exotic guns that I don't even have any care to chase and finish.
I know. I'm at like 660 something, and I'm just like, meh, okay. I just haven't felt that grab this season.
And I'm not even like, even trying that hard either. I don't do any of the Dreaming City stuff. I don't like doing the strikes if I don't have to, but I do. I'll finish the strike stuff. I think I have one more strike to do, but I do all the Gambit stuff and Crucible, and that's pretty much it. And hope for exotic drops or Prime engrams. But that's about it. I mean, I'm really like Crucible. It's always fun.
There's still a lot of good stuff out right now, mm-hmm. I think is my problem. Like, I have Resident Evil 2 that I still haven't finished. That game is great.
Mm-hmm. Too scary for me. Sorry.
It is spooky.
Oh, I bet it's spooky.
There's been a couple times where I've woken up somebody by being like, yeah.
I actually remember playing that game on the PlayStation, and Resident Evil 2 in particular, there's one part where you're in the police station still. It's near the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going down this hallway, and it's this one-way glass. And the fucking dog jumps through there. And I remember like shitting my pants, actually being like, no, I'm fucking done for tonight. I'm not doing this anymore. And
there's one fucking guy in that game, one zombie. Every time I go down this hallway, he's back. Every single time. I've seriously put maybe 20, 25 bullets in his head. And he'll go down and then I'll run and go do other stuff, come back through. And he's like, hey, I'm back. And I'm just like, why won't you die?
You go to hell and you die.
It's like your head should have exploded. With the amount of bullets that I have in your head, you don't have a head anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Get some head.
It's so spooky, though. It's such a dark game. Like, light-wise, it's no lights on.
Shit. What do we have here? Guys, you want to do some questions?
Hot cues from the viewers.
Okay, here we go. Here's one from Skull Reaper. It says, if you could live your life again without depression, would you?
No. A lot of growth comes out of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You can't enjoy the highs without the lows.
Plus, I would never be into emo music.
Yeah, I really love Morrissey, so there you go. Anybody else?
I think I'm going to go with your sentiment of, like, you really, it's, you know, without bad, it, you know, it good kind of loses.
All right.
Something.
Yeah, without bads, there is no good.
Goods podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Beard MB. He says he just finished Bumblebee. Which vehicle? What vehicle do you become if you're a Transformer? Ooh, that's a
some big ass thing.
A BMX bike.
That's a pretty cool answer.
Ooh, what vehicle do I become?
You know what? Only because I have not stopped dreaming about it since I sat in one the other day. I had to go to the dealership and drop something off, and I sat in a Audi RS5 Sportback.
Ooh,
so I'm nice. I'm going to change into that because that thing. Oh my god, guys! Oh my god. Can we go back to that question from a couple weeks ago? Mm-hmm. If you could just go buy a stupid car.
So here's three,
I'd go buy that.
You get $350,000.
I'd buy three of those.
I would turn into a Miata and then go pick up Fluffy and then just have him ride around inside me.
Change my answer. A Sea-Doo.
So you want Fluffy inside you?
Yeah. In the worst way.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some people. Canuck, what do you think about Fluffy?
I could hit that if I wanted to.
I don't know, buddy. Get in line. Get in line.
Guys, horny.
I'm telling you.
Boost, what are you turning into? Skateboard?
I mean, that's
kind of. I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is he going to be a Supra?
Oh, yeah.
He's a Supra. Yeah. There you go. He's fucking broke his Karnak.
We're doing like.
Broke his Karnak.
It's like the newlywed like, game wait, over wait, here.
Wait. I'm going to go write this down just because I have a bet.
Number one answer on the board.
Supra.
Kev's turning into a Toyota Sienna.
How about a toaster? Just household objects.
I'm going to turn into a dildo. Well,
I'm going to turn into a Segway. Screw
Soundwave. That Soundwave was a fucking radio. A ghetto blaster is what he was.
Yeah, so I want Rob's answer. A Segway.
I'm going to be an espresso machine. Hey, guys. What's up? Everybody, how's it going? You need anything? You thirsty? What up?
Oh, that's funny. Broke, did you say what you would turn into?
Besides a Segway.
Oh, a Segway? Okay.
Yeah, it's a Lego.
I'm going to turn into a 1992 Ford Tempo.
Oh.
Not really. I'm still going with the man.
I'm going to turn into a 93 Geostorm. What are you talking about?
Dude, I had a 93 Geostorm. That is not even a lie. It was a hatchback. That thing was awesome. This is from Agent H. He says, what is the best era or genre of music? After a weekend full of 80s, I'm certain that it is it. I am 100% on board with that and completely agree that the 80s was the best genre or era for music.
I don't know. I think it depends because you have the 80s was all happy and like boppy, and then you had the 90s, which was all depressed and like teen angsty and... You know, grunge.
But there were so many different kinds of music that came out of the 80s. It's not all fucking Spando Ballet and, you know, you also have, tons of fucking punk bands. You know, you got like, I don't know if like Bad Brains, they probably came out in like the 70s. I mean, but you got like, you know, like a lot of different kinds of bands, you know, like the Smiths and fucking Psychedelic Furs and Pixies and I mean like all kinds of people all the way to Huey Lewis in the News, you know what I mean? Like there's so many fucking,
I know it's
so much good music.
Then you go like, that's just like my the 60s and the 70s also had that too.
I mean I would have to go probably with the 90s for me.
Okay.
311.
Yeah, I have to agree.
You had all the grunge bands, and that kind of gave birth to like, you know, like the skate punk and pop punk and like all that era of music. That was a pretty good era, at least for me. Yeah, Blink 182, Green Day.
I just wasn't paying attention to music in the '80s. You know, I was still.
Yeah, I was still. I mean, I guess as I got older, I think the '80s are like one of my favorites, but still like that rock and roll.
Rock and roll. I mean for me, like, I mean obviously I'm older than everybody, but like I could remember watching MTV.
Fuck yeah, you are.
Fucking I could remember watching MTV come on for the first time. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't know. I guess I was a lot more cognizant of that era than I was like.
Yeah, the 90s. See, I'm gonna
in the 90s. I was still listening to 80s music.
See, I think I'm gonna go with the 90s just because that's when like I really like music became more of a part of my life.
Although I was listening to Born Jamaicans today, Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit. Dropped my phone. Yeah, I was telling my I was riding in the car with my daughter. She was mad because I picked her up a little late. So I turned the music up. I was like, what you know about this? You know nothing about this. We were at a party in high school. Oh shit, this was my jam. And she's just like, God, Dad, you were supposed to be there like 10 minutes ago. Like Mr. Simmons was asking if I needed a ride home. I'm like, you know what? You need to just calm down and listen to
you know
these.
What? Fuck Mr. Listen Simmons. To
these rhythms. Yeah, right. Fuck that guy. He ain't taking you anywhere. He ain't taking shit.
The best era of music is the best decade is this decade. The one that's not yet finished.
Okay.
Just because, like, I grew up listening to punk music and then got into the pop punk stuff. And then after that all died down and it wasn't in the mainstream anymore, the things that have come out of that are really, really, really cool. And even outside of that, just like I think hip hop's in a really good spot because you have people doing some like more classic vibe stuff on top of, you know, I like some of the mainstream stuff as well. I don't know. I feel like all the older genres are pretty well represented, but in a fresh way.
Mm-hmm.
So
see, that's one thing
like where we're at now.
I like about listening to your show is because it kind of broadens my horizons to things. Because I'm very, I don't want to say like musically set in my ways.
Whatever you listen to in high school, you're gonna want like gravitate towards for the rest of your life.
But it, like, it takes a lot for something to like break in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, if I hear something really good, I'll be like, okay, I really like that, and then I'll go, you know, I'll go look it up. But like, I'm usually listening to the same shit I've always listened to, I guess.
I think it's just the like standing on the shoulders of giants kind of thing, where it's just, to me, it's always getting better. Like my favorite band right now, Delta Sleep, is very influenced by, like, you could go back as far as the pop punk stuff, but then there's a lot of weird time signatures, like. And a Tool, I guess, is a band that does that. That's popular.
They have a new album coming out soon, I think.
I'm not really super familiar. I just know that they're like the most mainstream math rock kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's
you're
it
just, also
you can
in,
hear like all the genres from forever that are compiling.
You're also in the scene too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really in a scene.
Not so much anymore. Like 2 years removed, I feel like I missed so much already.
I think probably like right now, I can't get into anything like you were mentioning, like the, you know, like the new hip hop stuff and like the that kind of stuff. I just
well, there's also people I don't understand the old style stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, hip hop is a bad example because, like, that's pretty.
No, you said it. You got to commit now. No fucking backpedaling, like modern, here, bro. We got you on tape.
Modern hip hop is a little harder to sell because you either like it or you're like, that is horrible.
Yeah, it's, don't really understand it, I guess.
I don't get those mumble rappers or whatever.
See, there's something fun to me about listening to mumble rap. You're just like, yeah, I'm having a good time.
Mumble rap.
I would say right now I'm like most into probably like metalcore.
See, and even metalcore is doing cool stuff still, you know?
I'm real big into yacht rock.
Lil Yachty?
Yeah, no. You know what? It's funny. There's these people that's like, I've never heard anything that this person has ever done, and I think that I'm okay with that.
Dude, Lil Boat's where it's at. I'm just kidding. Lil Boat's.
Yo, Lil Dingy. Yo, I feel high, but not real high. This is a little dingy. Let's see. Yeah, I'm looking at like popular albums right now on Spotify. It's like I've never heard of these people. Oh, it's so funny.
And then I think that's like, what makes me feel old. It's like, oh, this album, and like people bring up like this celebrity, and I'm like, I have no idea who the hell that even is.
I go up and I see like a picture of Bjork, and I'm like, okay, I feel better.
But isn't it strange that nowadays you have no idea who like the pop artists are just because the radio's gone from the lexicon?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, It's like all of a sudden you do feel old when you turn on like the American Music Awards or something like that. And even that isn't like, even they're going to pick like the poppy of the pop, you know, like poppy shit. And it's like, I have no idea who any of these people are. And it's like, but then they just kind of like throw in Pink. You know what I mean? Or like, I know Pink, yeah. Or like Foo Fighters is performing, you know, like best heavy metal rock album goes to the Foo Fighters. It's like, yeah, really? It's like when Jethro Tull won the first heavy metal MTV movie. They won the first heavy metal Grammy or something like that. Metallica's like, what the fuck is going on here?
It just feels like the bands that were big when the radio started to go away are still just there because we're like, I don't know. Is Taylor Swift still a thing? What you up to?
Yeah.
Yeah, you scroll through these and it's like, Little Zayn this. And I'm like, I have no idea who the hell it is. You see a picture and it's like, Little this Zanny? Guy's famous?
Canuck, what do you think of Taylor Swift?
Yeah, that's a good question, Canuck. What do you think?
I could hit that if I wanted to.
I don't know, buddy.
I know. That's a,
that's a stretch.
I don't think she's Canadian.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about that, Nips?
I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways just because I'm trying to check off.
Oh.
It's understandable.
Yeah. If he's wrong.
Is he in college or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Switching through classes.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I you know what, I'm fine with just
not
listening to what
all this stuff
I like, and then every once in a while, I mean, even like my daughter doesn't listen to anything. My little daughter listens to show tunes. You know what I mean? Like she just listens to plays.
Well, you gotta fix that. And that's, I mean,
You know what? I've tried. but that's, I mean, that's her thing. You know, she likes ballet and doing her dance stuff, and all of her friends love the theater, and that's what she listens to. And I, you know, I've tried to be like, hey, you know, like check this out, you know, what do you think of these guys? Or, and she's just like, it's, you know, it's not my thing. Whereas like Dylan is a little bit more adventurous, you know, he likes rock music. He likes different kinds of music, but like he doesn't have anything to listen to it on. You know, when I was his age, I had a Walkman and I had a bunch of tapes that I owned, but he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have a phone, so he can't like, you know,
get him a Walkman.
Yeah. You know what? I should, I have a whole bucket of tapes over there he could listen to. Actually, I did see, Target had a Walkman for like $14.
Yeah. You can still buy them. They're cheap as hell. Yeah.
And actually I was digging through, I was cleaning out my sock and underwear drawer. It was so dirty. But I was cleaning that out, and I found my old iPod Nano Gen 1.
Given that.
I'd love to see what's on that thing. It's got a... Guys, it was a gigabyte.
Oh, shit.
It was 1 gig of music. Holy shit. How am I ever going to listen to 250 songs?
Yeah, I love when they used to tell you how many songs it was.
Yeah.
About 10,000 songs.
My buddy used to have a Linksys product. It was a Linksys jukebox. It was a 6 gigabyte standalone fucking brick, bigger than a router is today.
I love that. I would love to hear somebody try and sell me a phone based off of how many songs I can listen to on that phone. With the ability to listen to literally every single song.
I think that was it. And so everybody else is like, coming in, yes, that's right. 80s is the best. Okay, yeah, you're correct. Guys, what do you say we do? While we're on the subject, let's do Song of the Week.
Oh, shit, I got to pick something. Make me go last.
Okay, no problem.
I'll pick you a winner.
That's not how this works. I go last because I pick a song no one's ever heard of. Haven't you listened to this show?
I
will keep up the song that no one's ever heard.
Bro, you go almost next to last because that way I could vamp more time trying to spell whatever the fuck it is that you're making me look for. All right, hold on.
And now it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
Ugh, how right you are, Jelly.
Can I just say, it's an honor to be here as a judge of the podcast awards, to really, you know, get a good feel for how that your guys' podcast goes, because as of late, some previous candidates for the best podcast have been making some errors.
Candidates, you fucking gave them an award. They have had like two songs on there. Like,
yeah, I don't want to call it who it is. I don't want to call it who it is. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know what? I don't really care. You know, because I know who's his best. So, you know what? It's not a competition. So, whatever. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. Think I'm worried about it? Because I'm not.
Look, I'm just here to see how the cheese is made.
Hey,
I'm not
worried about it. Whatever floats your boat. All right.
Let's just say you guys are looking good this year.
Boost, what do you got?
I'm not sure if we have this on our list or not.
Okay. But,
the band is Bad Wolves. And the song is a cover.
Okay.
Zombie.
Boost, do you know that 4 Year Strong album where they did all the covers?
I've heard of it. I've never listened to it, though.
It's not great, but you might dig it. I'm not going to tell you, like, oh, it's amazing. It's what it is.
So what's funny about this cover is, well, not funny, actually. The lead singer, the old lead singer of the Cranberries, who passed away, right?
Mm-hmm. Dolores O'Riordan? Yes.
Probably, like, I think the lead singer, Bad Wolf, said probably a month before, she actually asked them to cover the song for her.
Oh, really?
And then they kind of put a hold on it because after she passed away. But then they released it and they put all the like all the money they received from it went to charity. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. All right. Stewie G, what are you thinking for your song? Sorry, I'm trying to
at some point today, I had seen that Paul Rudd, star of the wonderful motion picture that we are a big fan of, I Love You, Man.
Mm-hmm.
He turned 50 today. That 50. Dude is 50 years old.
Yeah, I had no idea. Old.
It's crazy. He looks fucking amazing. So when I was in the car, actually, I thought, you know what? Let me Spotify the playlist for I Love You, Man.
What do you got?
And I just started going through. Actually, the song is called Ready to Win by Tokyo Police Club. Pretty cool little beat on that one.
Okay. It's a pretty sweet little beat on that ditty. Oh, we already have that one on there.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm just kidding. That'd be really fucking random. Fuck, I should have done that at the Baroque, not to you.
400 plus songs.
What are we sitting at, Baroque? How are we looking?
After adding those two, we have 408
worth of music on there.
28 hours, 50 minutes.
Okay. If you say so. All right, Brooke, what do you have you want people to listen to?
Scatman John.
Scatman, all one word.
Yeah, Scatman, space, John.
Okay.
The song is Scatman.
Is it the
Scatman? Wee, bop, 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 yes.
Yeah, of course it is.
See? You actually know it. I think that puts me up to like 6 that people have actually heard of before.
So maybe. Scatman, is that about this guy who like really likes shit?
Don't go there, man. Oh no, he went there.
It's like, oh, he's Jesus. The Scatman. He's like really like rubs it on himself. He's like, wee ba 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 da boo, wee ba ba ba.
That's pretty crappy of you.
Everybody that knows him is like, you know, Jim. Like, you got to tone it down. You know what I mean? You can't go around referring to yourself as the shit man. Like, it's just, it's too much.
Baroque, I've got to tell you that the Scat Man is the shit. All right, and I'm going to buy you a little bit more time here, Ben. I'm going to go with This may be on here already. Let me double check. Oh, I don't want to play it. What I want to do is add it to... I'm going to go with Pavement. Cut Your Hair. All right.
Yeah, Cut Your Hair.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben. All right. Cut your hair. Cut your thick, luxurious hair, you bastard.
I got curls coming down today.
I see that.
The song that I'm going to pick...
I'd like to wrap those curls around my...
I'm like a Mexican Clark Kent. The song I'm picking is called The Drone by The Holy Bright. And... Okay. You were talking about, you know, not finding new stuff. This is a great one. I went through... I give those Potato Thumbs guys, I give them the flavor of the week. You guys, I went with a classic.
Okay. All right. That was a good song.
Why are you asking? Because I'm Mexican?
That's kind of crazy. No, sorry. I didn't hear what your song was because I was too busy looking for that clip. I don't know, what was it again?
The Drone is the name of the song. It's by The Holy Bright.
Okay. The Drone. Ah, oh, sweet. All right. I'm looking for it. Got it. I got it. You know what? I appreciate you bringing the heat for us. And just, you know, you throw a bone to some other people, you know what I mean?
This is a band that Gnar told me about, like, right when we first met.
Oh, shit, so you know they're good.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the early ones. Gnar. We're throwing the real heaters at each other.
Gnar is in the know.
Do you guys ever do that with, like, anything where, like, you meet somebody that's into the same thing as you and you try and throw out, like, the best, like, what about this? Mm-hmm. Like, right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Love it.
I have, I wanted to bring something up here, guys, since we all know the truth, about planet Earth, right?
Flat. Mm-hmm.
I saw this picture. Hold on.
Oh my fuck, Justin.
I knew it.
Bungie
knows what's up. They're completely on board. They know. I'll be tweeting this picture out tomorrow.
Please do.
Oh, I will.
I'll be liking it.
Because it's basically, I mean, you see what's up here. You know, you got the Traveler.
I'm convinced.
Basically resting on a disc that is the world. So, you know, put that in your pipe and vape it.
The world is flat and hollow.
Just like me. All right, guys. I think we can wrap it up there. I think we can put a nice little bow on this one. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I like
the idea. Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
I had a cheeseburger tonight for dinner, actually. It was delicious.
I had cheeseburgers last night. Although I wish I would have went with the seedless bun after what I went through today. That was not fun. So, yeah. So back to the story, I guess, a couple weeks ago about me having the horrible gas where I couldn't move. Turns out it wasn't gas. It was, I think it was my diverticulitis flare-up.
Jesus.
And it happened again today, and it was during, it was like right before we were leaving for Josh's baseball game, and I was like, oh my god, here it comes. And it was like, I was in agony the whole time we were sitting there. It sucked. And then Lisa was like, you gotta go to the emergency room. I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking emergency room. And then finally it got so bad, I was like, okay, please take me to the emergency room. And so the guy, I mean, basically, it felt like my intestines were so, like, it was so inflamed that it felt like there was, like, a baseball, like, right above my belly button, like, in that area. It just fucking hurt so bad. And then the doctor is, like, just pushing everywhere, all around it and on it, and it sucked. It sucked. But... I don't know. I'm on antibiotics now, so hopefully it'll get better again. But the reason why I said, you know, about the sesame seed bun is that's one of the things, like, diverticulitis is basically like inflammation of the lining of your intestines. And if you get things in there, like little seeds or stuff like that, like Kev, you said your dad has it. And
yeah, it was rough, dude.
Yeah.
On him.
Dude, it hurts. It hurts so bad. And yeah, so, I mean, hopefully these antibiotics will help me out. But no more sesame seeds for this guy. Because the last time I had it, I had sesame chicken the night before. And then that whole thing started. So, that kind of sucks. I like sesame stuff, but you gotta do what you gotta do because I do not want to feel like that again. Oh, boy.
No more Sesame Street.
I can't watch any Sesame Street. It really, really sucks.
I can't watch it since Maria retired. It's just not the same.
What was her husband on the show?
Gordon.
Luis.
No, was it?
Luis and Maria, right? It upset me when I found out that they weren't husband and wife in real life. It was like when you find out that the people, like, do you remember when you were so young and then you finally became, like, kind of self-aware that these are actors, these people aren't, like, real? And you're like,
I was a well-developed child and, I had people that guided me from the beginning to let me know that that wasn't the case.
I did not. I basically had a key and it opened the door and nobody got home until after I went to bed. The television raised me. I thought that Alf was real. He was my friend.
He is your friend.
He is. I think we all know that Jay Howard wants to have sex with him.
It's true.
Can you blame him?
Mm-hmm. You can go back and listen to that. Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, we should.
Dep M Alone.
I have a show. It's called Barely ADS. You can find us everywhere at Barely ADS, and you can find me everywhere at Ben Malone.
Barely aiming down sights.
True. That's what it stands for.
That is exactly what it stands for. Hey, thanks, buddy, for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Baroque, where can we find you?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Boost. Where can we find you, man?
Boost KDB. Anywhere and everywhere.
Stu, can we find you?
At StuGatzo, STU_GATZZO.
Don't forget that underscore, people, please, whatever you do. And you can find us at DGentsPod on Twitter. Don't forget to go to DadTalesPodcast.com. There you can find a link to our Discord and a link to the Patreon. You can find me at JCJesse on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening this week, guys and gals. We appreciate it. We love you. Have a great week. And we'll see you when we see you. Goodbye.
Stay fresh, I think. Cheese bags.
Hashtag stay fresh. Be excellent to each other. Oh, my God.
He really can just give a good ass pounding and then just go make dinner. Like, that's nothing to him.
And I could hit that if I wanted to.